Hey guys, it's Megan Segura.
And it's Rachel Roberts.
And this is the Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Megan, this weekend we got maybe the best news ever.
Yeah, fun little Bravo alert.
Am I selling it? Now I feel like I've sold it way too high.
Just
okay,
give
I'll
it.
Keep going. Here I was. It was maybe Saturday. Minding.
Yeah, really paint the picture. Yeah, what were you wearing?
I was watching The Crown.
Okay.
Season 2. I never watched it.
Oh.
Just getting to it now. Okay. I know. It's a lot to take on. Anyway, I get a little ping from my phone. We are in a group chat with other Bravo folks.
It's called Broxy Babes.
Yes. Because half of us work at Oxygen too. Like Nicole, you're both.
Yes, I'm both.
You're a Broxy. You're a true Broxy Babe.
Broxy Babe.
Right, right. But like our other podcast, our sister podcast, Martinez and Murder.
We could say that.
John Thrasher hosts that one.
Right.
He's in that chat as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
The former Vice President Joe Biden apparently has been to Tom Tom without us.
And we found out because someone sent through an Instagram of
yes.
Lisa Vanderpump hanging out with Joe Biden.
Imagine, I just all of a sudden, for some reason, had a flash of their children. And they would make beautiful children.
They would. I think our children would be beautiful.
You and Joe.
Yeah.
Not you and Lisa.
No.
Yeah, no, I mean. And they
I think he is a very attractive
man. He's a babe.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the pictures of him like
that
from back
smile?
In the day?
Well, Lisa Vanderpump captioned the photo, "Every woman needs a little Joe Biden in their life."
A lot of Joe
in
Biden.
Them.
That's what I said.
I know, that's what Megan said in our chat. I thought it and then I didn't write it and then I was like, yep, there goes Megan.
But honestly, I feel like everyone was thinking that. Anyways.
Yeah, right? That's what she wanted. She's a little minx, that one.
How much action do you think Joe Biden gets?
He's a married man.
Is he married?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So hopefully as a married man.
Just cut that.
Cut that whole thing. FBI is listening to us now. Like,
that's
stop it.
Fine. We're like in support of America, if anything.
Yeah.
Right.
All
right.
We miss you, Joe.
Do you have any news, Nicole?
Yeah, that's our big topic of
news?
The day.
Yeah, we actually have a clip of some Roni women reacting to Luann entering rehab.
I think it's sad, you know. I think things came to a really big head for her. You know, being in the press recently about the whole lawsuit, I think that pushed her over the edge.
I feel so badly for her. I you know, I really had no idea that it was as serious, I guess, you know, as it is. And I feel really sad for her. And I just, you know, hope she gets well and she's taking obviously the right steps to do so. But she was doing, you know, her cabaret show and everything was doing so great. And I just feel so badly for her right now. But, you know.
I really miss that. I really feel bad that Lou's not going to be there. I literally cried over it. I cried when I heard. And I wrote her a text, a quick text, but I haven't heard back. So I'm just going to pray for her. We all can't wait to have her come back. But, you know, I think today we should just let it rest. I would like to let it rest.
Oh, what a blow yesterday. You know, I feel like I'm going to, you know, going in there without a limp because she's my third girl on my couch, I'm sure. Me, her, and Bethany, ride or die on many issues. On the other hand, I'm so glad that she is taking care of herself. She's come so far already with self-awareness and taking care of herself from mind-body connection.
Right. Okay, so I got this footage backstage at the Real Housewives reunion, and like Dorinda, she goes,
dare I say I'm looking forward to seeing all the girls. Well, not all the girls, but most of the girls. Sorry, Lou.
Like a little bit of a laugh. I was like, Dorinda.
Especially like with this week coming up on Roni.
I think
not
she
the
just,
time to not be.
I think she just felt a little nervous. It was interesting, though, that Ramona was like, I said, you know, do you think that there's still going to be a conversation to be had? And she's like, well, I hope so. Like, I think she does. It's just interesting because I think that you do have these two emotions. Like, one is you want to support your friend, but the other is like, hey, I just watched a season of stuff and we got to talk about it.
Do you think all the ladies would be supportive today when talking about Luann?
Well, we have a reunion to do. I mean, we feel bad for her, but you know what? She still has to own her behavior, don't you think?
Well, Candace said something at the reunion when I talked to her like halfway through. She was like, it's actually really great. I was really worried, and I thought it would just be us yelling at each other, but it's like, I think we're going to be able to like move on because of the couch. Like, I didn't realize how like therapeutic it would all be. Yeah, I can only imagine maybe like, and they just probably watched the rest of the season.
Oh, they did.
Like that night.
That night.
So getting all like fired up and then not being able to confront someone about it.
Right. Well, I will say, I don't know how much they'll show because it is such a long day, but they definitely talked about Luann and not just like what led to her checking back into rehab, but like everything that happened this season. So
interesting.
More news. Catherine Dennis and Patricia Altschul watched the Southern Charm reunion together. So cute.
That's weird. I'm like genuinely shocked by this.
I mean, it's good weird. It's just,
do you think it was at, no, it wasn't even at Patricia's house. It was in LA?
Bel Air.
It was in Bel Air.
It was actually in Bel Air, yeah.
Oh, is Bel Air part of LA or is it its own city? Lost the Fresh like, Prince.
I'm an East Coast girl.
I think it's like Beverly Hills.
Okay. Yeah. Even weirder. Yeah. I just imagine them in that like blue room, like, cause that's her room, and then like Patricia in like a chiffon feathered gown with a cocktail lounging with Catherine next to her and some of the dogs around them watching the reunion.
All I think about is at the reunion, Catherine, you know, she has these new breasts, very big.
She didn't get the teeth memo.
Yeah. And, like, her dress is very open. And the whole time, she's holding her arms in such a way as to make sure that it all stays together. And I hate that. Like, when you're wearing an outfit and the whole time you have to be just rigid. So nothing's out of place.
Right. And the last place you need that is the reunion. You want to gesticulate. You want to be able to point angrily. And I asked Giselle, like, what went into your reunion dress look. She was like, you have to make sure you look good when you sit down. People don't think about that.
Right.
I was like, that's true, Giselle.
Also a reason not to go short at the reunion. Don't want to be worried about the...
Yeah. Right.
Hoo-ha. You don't want to be on Snatch Guard all night.
No. I was just thinking about Erica Jane.
I was thinking of Luann.
Aw.
She's always Snatch Guard for Sonia.
Oh, she is. See, that's a good friend.
Yeah.
That is shocking, but I'm happy. I'm happy that they're like a unit.
Yes. Full circle, Patricia and Catherine.
Right, because that's even closer than I would say the finale, which was just like, hello.
Hello. How are you?
How are you? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she did say something. Well, she told the Daily Dish, I would hope that we're friends now. We had a very nice conversation at the finale at the ball and went on even longer than was shown, and I have high hopes that we'll be friends in the future. So that seems like things are going up from here.
Patricia said that?
Yeah, Patricia said that.
Wow. Big compliment.
Yes.
I hope Patricia would like me if we ever met. Megan's doubtful.
Megan is so doubtful. I wish everyone could see her face.
I would Google the proper attire.
Okay, well then okay. That's all she cares about is if someone does their research ahead of time.
Right, and I would let her know.
Yeah.
I would have my caftan.
You would speak very highly of Whitney.
Very highly of Whitney.
She'd like me because I love pets so much.
You already have an in.
She would not like me.
Because you hate animals.
Okay, don't say that.
Okay, I'm sorry, but you do.
Hate is so strong.
Right. I
don't connect.
Yes.
Right.
Megan is so hurt.
We'll talk about this later.
Sorry, I outed you. I'm sorry.
You sure did. Now everyone's going to come after me.
No. Thanks. Some people just don't connect. You connect in other ways to the universe, to the world.
You're not saving this. Okay. So we have more news. Craig Conover explained his quote-unquote impassioned comments about Naomi during the Southern Charm reunion on Twitter.
What'd he say?
Okay. So in real time on Thursday, he said, quote, I've never said I lied a lot or even at all. I said I can be a really good liar and was talking about lying to myself as in justifying procrastinating and telling myself it's okay. Her saying I lied all the time is a defense mechanism she used to justify the way she treated me.
I'm not going to be totally on Craig's side, but that will come later when I give my thorn, okay?
Okay.
For now, what I will say is I did sort of think Naomi, who was all, when she was with Craig in a relationship, she said, he's never lied to me. I helped him cover up things, but he never once lied to me. And then now they're broken up and she's like, well, he lied all the time. So it's, I do see what he's saying, that she's using his quote unquote lying as sort of a reason they broke up. When before it wasn't an issue, according to her.
Mm-hmm. An analysis.
Yes. But to say Craig is a liar is not crazy. He himself says it. We know he lied about the bar. Like, just, he did. It just is facts, and facts are facts. And he lied about the bar. The end. So what else did he lie about? Who knows if he did? But if she's saying, I did help him cover stuff up, that would be, I helped him lie.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as far as each other to each other, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Shep chimed in as well.
What did Twitter. Sheppy say?
Sheppy said, quote, wrong, and I love Craig. Wow, that was, okay. But he wouldn't hush and was saying some harsh words. That's the bottom line. 3 weeks is no standard. They use what they get. And then Craig replied to Shep and said, it may be harsh, but if people say things that aren't true, I call them out for it.
Wait, I don't understand the 3 weeks thing.
Right.
3 weeks is no standard. That's the quote.
I do love that Craig said, but he wouldn't hush. That's such like a Southern thing. Hush.
Hush. Instead of like shut up.
Hush.
So polite.
Yeah. If you guys know what Shep's talking about, tweet us.
Yes.
But he wouldn't hush. Hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. Hashtag Sheppy.
Oh, God.
Hashtag hush.
All right. Last piece of news, we actually have some baby news.
Woo!
ROHA's Shamia Morton is having a baby girl.
Woo!
She's actually due around Thanksgiving. And we know this because Candy actually spilled the tea on Instagram over the weekend at Shamia's gender reveal party.
Wait, was Portia there?
That was going to be my question.
Honestly, let me check before, but I was checking pictures earlier, searching and...
How would you feel... If you had like a best friend
mm-hmm.
and then someone you met a couple years ago was their best friend now, I would want to scratch that person's eyes out.
Especially
I'm
because
lying. She was there.
Oh, okay.
We take it back.
We take it all back. No eye scratching here.
Oh, and Portia's hair is purple in this too.
Nice. Oh, I love that.
Approves. Oh, wait. How did they do the gender reveal? Was it Portia's hair? Is Portia's hair the gender reveal?
Well, we don't have purple babies.
Well, that's kind of smart though. Pink plus blue.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like a wig reveal with the gender as well. Oh, don't snatch the wig off.
Yeah, she snatches the wig off and then it's pink underneath.
No, but I tried to investigate to see how they revealed. And I think they're being secretive of how they revealed because it's not on anyone's Instagram.
Mm. I think it was a cake, butterfly.
I would do like a skeet shooting type thing. So you pull and then, when you hit it, it either blasts pink or blue.
Wow. Are you doing the shooting?
pregnant.
The pregnant.
Yep. But how do we feel about gender reveals? Do you guys, like, would you actually do one?
No comment because literally everyone backlash. In my life. Oh. So no comment.
Nice.
Rachel?
I don't want to know.
Oh.
So I would be.
You want to be surprised?
Yeah. So I would have no revelation to give.
Okay.
Personally, what do I think of other people's?
Right. I'm going to do the most for sure. I definitely want like a plane in the sky to drop like balloons down of the color.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I
just
want
balloons?
Everything.
Would you sky write?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Sky first the balloons and then the skylight over the plane to be like, you know, the conclusion.
Just so, yeah.
Yeah, the most.
Wow.
What if all of that to get the gender you didn't want?
You know, I love them all.
Okay,
so.
I see. Healthy.
Healthy.
Congratulations, Shamia.
Congratulations. That's all the news I have for you guys.
Yeah. Let's talk about this week.
Yes.
A lot happened.
So much happened. I wanted to talk about this moment at the end of OC, Kelly, Vicky, Girl Code.
Wow.
I know.
I think what surprised me most about that moment was Vicky's reaction.
Seriously. Like,
She just doubled down the second Kelly brought it up.
Absolutely.
I did nothing wrong.
Don't blame me. You take that with Michael. It is not my fault that your husband is dating somebody.
If someone was crying at me, I would be like, I'm sorry, what did I do?
But okay, I didn't know that was, I didn't know that would hurt you.
Right, I had no idea. Like, had I known, I would have,
mea culpa.
But no, she just doubles down and then is like, I can't walk down these stairs. But I wanted to, first of all, read Luann de Lesseps' official definition of girl code. So we can, like, correctly
analyze. Wait, is this from the song?
No, this is from an interview, actually, we did together.
Oh, okay.
With Luann. Girl code is just an unspoken code that women don't break. You don't cross the line. You don't steal a woman's husband. You don't steal her boyfriend. Girls will know around the universe what girl code means. It means that you break that special bond. You do something that breaks the bond that crosses the line. Which I interpreted it as, like, you know how the Supreme Court says there's, like, no real definition of porn. It's just you know it when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's girl code.
Yes.
Like, there's not exact definitions. It's
they
just,
say
like,
that?
When you know it, you see it. Yeah, that's the official definition according to the Supreme Court.
All right.
This is the country
new every day.
Why? Okay. So, based on that definition, do we think Vicky broke the girl code?
Yes.
Yes. I agree. Absolutely.
And, you know, we've gone over this a lot of times with other Bravo Lubs, other scenarios. Remember, we had Landon on the podcast long ago. And she talked about how, like, she thinks the girl code thing is stupid. It doesn't exist.
She called it tacky on Watch What Happens Live.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Tacky.
I mean, I never broke any girl code. I haven't hooked up with anyone. So I don't, the whole girl code thing is just so sort of tacky to me. I don't, people that have to reduce themselves to that sort of vocabulary.
But the thing is, for Catherine, she broke girl code.
I agree. So that was going to be one of the examples that I brought up. So we agree. Do you think it would have been better if Vicky would have just told her from the get? Like,
yes.
Hey, I had this barbecue. Michael was there. He met my friend. I think we're going to go out on a double date.
Back it up.
He met my friend. Period.
Is it okay if I invite Michael to my barbecue?
You have to ask permission, because if it's not okay, you're still breaking it. You're just being polite about it.
What if you met the couple at the same time? You have no more loyalty to either of them.
Girl code.
Ooh, okay. We can go right on to Landon. Because, as we know, Catherine, Valentine's Day weekend, she planned with Thomas, mm-hmm. 3 days away. Mm-hmm. Landon goes on it instead.
Right.
The ladies confront her about it, and Landon is like, girl code is stupid. What else did she say? That's the lamest thing I ever heard. Great comeback to call something lame. And then, so I was watching the Watch What Happens clip when she says, the whole girl code thing is tacky to me. I just do the right thing to a person no matter who it is.
Mm-hmm.
But Andy's like, well, you were also flirting with Austin that weekend.
Mm.
So, like, again, girl code.
Right.
So we also agree that Linda broke girl code.
Yes.
Because, like, she was never really friends with Catherine, though.
Oh, my God. This is a show. It's just... Luann is the judge.
Girlfriends come in, and
they present the case, and she's like, you violated girl code. You did not violate girl code.
And every episode ends with her
singing it. I'm not even sure this to air because it's such a good idea.
I know. We'll get Jeff Oliver on the phone. So now we have a show called Girl Code starring Luann de Lesseps.
Girl Code.
Yeah.
This is the Bravo Daily Dish.
It's 2018. We got to talk about these things. Two more instances. On the OC, do you remember when they were in Tahiti and Tamara and Vicky and Shannon obviously had the fireball shots, which were actually vodka?
Yeah.
At that dinner, Tamara's like, well, you know, Heather's still best friends with Jimmy's ex.
Right.
And she's, like, standing for Megan all the time. Obviously, she didn't use the word stan, but I am now.
Yes.
And then later on, Shannon said,
you know what? It's the girl code. You don't hang out with the new wife when you're good friends with the other. I made a comment.
I agree.
So you think that's breaking girl code?
Unless Jimmy's ex was like, hey, I know Megan's the new castmate on the show. Don't feel weird. It's fine. And you know who did do that?
Who?
Brody Jenner's mom.
Okay.
What's her name? Linda Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
She told Taylor Armstrong on season 3 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you shouldn't feel bad about hanging out with Yolanda. I'm past David. Mm. It's fine. That was okay.
Right,
she got permission.
Said, okay, it's all about the permission and checking in with your girlfriend. Okay, but what about this one? MJ Shaw, season 3, tells... Oh, yeah, she's been catching up. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Golnessa's boyfriend, while they're out together, she just made out with somebody else at this party.
I don't remember this.
Oh, yeah. It was like a whole scandal season 3, which I didn't remember either, but I did some deep Googling,
obviously.
Who
was the boyfriend?
Sean? He was like really pretty.
Okay,
like,
yes,
I don't know,
yes.
Like he's like a model.
Okay, yes. Why would she do that?
Because Gigi and him were like fighting all the time. So she was like, ugh, I'm just going to end it.
It's not the time nor place.
Right?
When is it ever?
Because like I definitely have like known stuff like that and to this day never told a person.
Yeah. Oh, same. And I know a lot.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just like it's better to stay out of people's business because sometimes you'll tell the person and they won't do anything about it. And then now they don't.
And then they turn on you.
They turn on you. So it's like you told them and you don't have a friend anymore. So it's like
what shooting the messenger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow MJ and Gigi have gotten over, but not really. I forgot that like that was kind of the impetus of their, remember they had like a huge thing for a couple seasons?
Yeah.
That was kind of like the beginning of it all.
I need to go back and rewatch.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And it took like the whole season for Gigi to finally tell Sean, yeah, I did that. It was like a whole season arc. Anyway, that's the end of my examples of girl code. But Vicky, we've
you
decided.
Broke the girl code. You broke the girl code.
Now I've got to let you go. I wonder if Kelly will let her go.
Well, by the sounds of what Kelly said in her blog, she might be. Link to that below.
Ooh.
Okay. So on two other shows, Real Housewives of Potomac and Real Housewives of New York City, we're on two very different vacations. One is in Cannes, one is in Cartagena.
Mm-hmm.
Two very similar things happened. An argument breaks out. In Cannes.
Shocking news.
In Cannes, it takes place in the van.
Mm-hmm.
And then in New York, it's at this dinner.
Mm-hmm. A can van. I should have used that in copy.
Can van.
Damn it. This can van fight.
It's
maybe
like a
I'll change it.
Relaxy taxi.
Yeah.
Call our friends. All right. So anyway, these two arguments. And I wanted to know which you would rather be present for. Okay. So in Cannes, we have... It's very condensed. Okay. So the arguing is really only between Ashley and Karen until the moment Candace decides to stick up for Karen and have it out with Ashley. But all it is like jabs about each other's marriages.
Mm-hmm.
My marriage is an institution.
Yes.
Really, Karen? Because you're the one not wearing your ring.
Yes.
Broke version of Tina Knowles.
Oh, that was my favorite one.
Mm. Take your fake marriage and ram it up your ass, okay?
Then we have Real Housewives of New York City.
You forgot my favorite. Oh. You can suck a dick, Ashley. And then someone chimed me up like, but what color is it?
Oh, God. Oh.
Is that my rose?
In Real Housewives of New York, two arguments on two different sides of the table.
Whoa. I mean, at one point when they were like lowering the audio on Bethany and Carol, I was like, what is happening?
I know. So you had on one side Carol and Bethany, Carol being like,
I think we need to address the elephant.
And then on the other end, it starts with, how's your margarita? And ends with glass shattering and Dorinda like slurring insults at Luann.
Ugh, what was the most poignant insults, do you think? You can list a few. I don't know if you have them.
I think the part where she's like,
your glass in front of me.
Oh, I did get a mugshot over it.
So, so harsh.
Low.
Yes. All Luann, I think, was trying to do was just say, hey, I'm noticing you're just maybe
have some water.
But like, it was the most innocent, like little like, it was literally like just being like, somebody's getting a little drunk over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it was like nothing. And Dorinda just took that. And, like,
all she said is,
I know the best part.
She's starting.
Like, it wasn't even, like,
pointed or angry. I think what I liked about the can trip is that as the people in the van that weren't part of the fight, you got to hear everything happening, right? But then again, in Cartagena, you've got a margarita.
Oh.
Right? So if you were Tinsley or Sonia,
drunk on wine and from the winery.
Oh, and can.
Yeah.
Right. But you were telling me, because I was like, well, it's just a short van ride. That dinner seemed to go on forever because Luann left. Then she comes back.
No. So I was talking to the ladies at Potomac, at the Potomac reunion, and they were like, no, that car ride was like 3 hours long. And they did it the whole time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because they had just watched the whole season the night before, too. And they were like, you saw the smallest bit of it. It went on forever. And Giselle in her blog is like, it was amazing to be a part of. It was amazing to witness. I'm so glad.
She looked so happy in the car ride, but so did Tinsley and Sonia. They looked so happy.
But like, Tinsley has the worst, like, I'm not listening face. I saw like, you are so obvious right now, girl.
But at the same time, I thought, like, Bethany, chill out, okay? You're at a table. What are they supposed to do?
Right, and you guys are, like, having this, like, really intense, awkward conversation. They're going to listen. I know. But that's what I think Carol should have been like, hey, can I talk to you? And then they walk away and talk.
Right.
Because I get it. Like, you can feel eyes on you.
Right.
And then you're going to get even more upset.
This is why Aaron hates going out with me. Because in New York, this happens so much. No, because, all right, in New York, the restaurants are small. They sit the table so close to each other. So he'll be like, so, and I go, shh. And I'm just sort of like, my eyes are drifting to the next table. And he's like, stop it. Stop it. Like, it really embarrasses him because he's like, they're going to notice you're listening in on their conversation. But I love it. Yeah, I love to eavesdrop.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's a form of entertainment, honestly. Yes. And that's probably why they were listening at the table. Exactly. For some entertainment.
Well, yeah.
But I will say, okay, so when Bethany and Carol start pulling out their text messages and like, read it! At their reunion, it was just like that times a million. And went on and on and on.
I think there's a lesson in all of this.
What's that?
Don't text.
Right. Say it. Forget it. Write it. Regret it.
See, the ladies of Potomac don't text.
Right, they just have it out in a van. Right.
Even though Karen does text, and they had a whole thing, because Siri, apparently she said to say, yeah. And Siri said yes, which I actually truly believe Karen, because she does use Siri, and it does mess up all the time.
Right.
Anyway, but I'm going to say I would rather be in Cartagena, because you're not in a car.
Right. Sure. I agree.
Okay.
Just for the in-house entertainment, the drinks, the music. Mm-hmm. You get food while it's happening.
Ambiance.
And if one argument starts to bore you, you just turn just to the other one.
Right.
In the van, you cannot escape.
Right.
You literally cannot get out of the van.
But both amazing.
Ugh. Dried up dick. It was also said in the can van.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe I changed my mind. I don't know. Let's get into this week's interviews. We talked to the one and only Shannon Bedore. Ugh, it was a dream as usual.
Okay, let's get started.
Yes, so in case you all didn't know, Shannon Bedore is here.
Woo!
Shannon Bedore. We are so excited. Funny. I was going to say, I just love the moment you came in the room, like, you're so ready to laugh at yourself. And that's something that's been consistent, I think, your entire, like, tenure on Housewives.
Well, you have to at a certain point, because some of your life is kind of ridiculous at certain times. I was just saying, there have been so many periods in the last 5 years where I will film, and then I'll come home, and I'll cry for a week. And now I look back, and I see what those moments are. Like, they're kind of... you know, kind of big moments on the show of you'll all see the truth and, you know, we're done, please leave. And it was you, who, and you. This isn't my play, you F&B. You know, so there's a lot of things that I've done where I literally, I wear my heart on my sleeve and I'm emotional and I it's real for me. So I go home and I cry a lot. So just, you know, that's just what I do. I cry and then I get it out and then I'm okay.
So this season, would you say there were a lot of crying at home moments?
Well, you know, I really, as we were going along, I thought, is it possible? Is it possible in your fifth season not to really have any drama around you? And that all went out the door. So, yeah, there's some drama.
A bad ting is coming.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You're okay. That, and that whole thing is ridiculous, by the way. But yeah. She need help. No, I don't, lady.
Yeah, she like called you out, SH.
Well, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, they make those teasers to rope you in.
So. Yeah. Well, we are roped. Like, well, like totally.
Yeah. Good.
To jump in, starting at the end of last season at the reunion, you said you were still going to dinners every Sunday with David. Is mm-hmm. that still happening?
No, that basically ended pretty much after we announced the separation. But we'd been separated, I think, 5 or 6 weeks prior to the reunion. And, you know, we just wanted to keep everything as normal as possible. But as soon as I walked out of that reunion, I mean, it did hit me hard. Like, wow, this is a reality because now it's out there. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of a difficult process. It wasn't a fun 6 or 7 months for me. I mean, I literally stayed home. I mean, I say this over and over, but I wanted to process the pain. It would have been really easy to go out, drink a lot, you know, date. But I wanted to kind of come out of this whole thing knowing that whether I find a new partner or not, I'm going to be okay on my own. So after a lot of tears, and I got to thank Tamara, Vicky, and Kelly for, you know, talking me through a lot of those days. I feel strong today, and I know that whether I find someone or not, I'm going to be good.
Well, what I always loved is the reason that you fought so hard for your marriage is because you wanted to keep the family together for your kids. Are you able to successfully co-parent now?
Well, it's a little bit difficult. We're doing our best, but there's a lot of anger, coming at me. So, you know, the kids are spending more time with David. We're trying to do 50-50 because I want him to be a part of their lives. So, I'm hopeful that when everything gets settled, that we can, you know, be civil.
Yeah. Well, also at the reunion last season, we sort of ended with this hug.
I know. It was like that came out of thin flipping air for me. I mean, it really did. It was just a shocker.
You could see it on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then the first episode of this season, I feel mm-hmm. like, okay, like you, we're all moving forward.
Well, we kept in touch right after the reunion. If I'm going to be friends with someone, I'm going to maintain that friendship outside of the show. So, you know, right away, Vicky, Tamara, Kelly, we've all kept in contact with each other.
Mm.
And, you know, just to go back to that hug, I saw remorse from Vicky when I announced that I was separated. Ugh, I mean, those tears were real. And so to see that, wow, she, you know, feels bad for what my family's going through right now, it meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
It did.
That's nice. I found out that your maiden name is Shannon Storm.
Oh, yes.
That is so badass. Are
it's
you going
like
to go
strip
back?
It's like strip of porn. Strip of porn.
I love it. Well, because we were saying, like, we love Shannon Bedore so much. We're like, she's not going to change her name, is she?
And then we found out it was Shannon Storm. So we're like, it still works. Like, Shannon Storm. Like, we can do it.
Well, it's been requested from my ex that I'm not worthy of the name Bedore. But, you know, I don't know. Well, for the sake of my kids, I think it's going to stay Shannon Bedore.
Yeah.
So I now call myself Shannon Storms Bedore.
Oh, my God. I love that.
It's kind of like the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and it rhymes. That's nice.
Oh, we're into it.
Well, so Gina, our new housewife, we haven't even introduced her yet to mm-hmm. fans, but mm-hmm. we already know that she's filed for divorce. Is that mm-hmm. something that you saw coming this season?
I never met her husband, and, you know, I didn't know her very well, so, you know, I don't know what their situation was prior to filming, but so you don't see him on the show, so it's a little bit different than you know, Kelly and my situation, because and Tamara and Vicky, you know, you got to know the relationship and the spouse.
Absolutely. A new housewife, Emily, also has a kind of an unconventional marriage. She married her boss.
She married a guy who Google-grammed her or Instagrammed
her. G-chatted her, I think, at work.
He was in, I think he was in Utah. She was in California. He's like, hey, you want to get married? And she's like, okay. Yeah, I know. That's something.
So does that make you more open to what are you looking
to
at?
Me? No.
I'm sorry. Wait, what did I do? What did I do over here?
No, I was just thinking. I was just thinking about something.
There was a look on her face.
Me open to getting married within 2 weeks? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
But does it make you think, oh, it comes in all shapes and sizes and in different forms of communication.
Yeah, but, you know, I have to say, if I were ever to consider getting married again, I'm going to want to get to know the person. You know, I'm not going to divorce again.
Yeah.
Once is enough.
I feel that.
Let's lighten this mood.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, who else have you kissed on the cast?
Well, apparently, I don't really remember that Vicky kiss, but you can see my nose is bright red, and that tequila, I'm telling you, I've not had tequila since that trip. It is a killer for me.
Okay, so I just watched that episode.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Okay, so all I know is that there's Tamara's naked in a jacuzzi, and I have a Spanx and a sombrero on, and I'm dying to see it.
That
is
the best part.
Is it?
She's like, come out here, Shannon, and you come out in your Spanx, and you're like, God, this is my skinny dipping outfit.
No, and get this. I had been with my kids in Punta Mita right before, and I had run out of clean underwear, so I'm wearing like Sophie's Victoria's Secret G-string. Oh, my God. Help me.
I want to know how you guys can drink so much.
No, we can't.
That's She's like, do you see the show?
No, we can't. No, we can't. And honestly, this trip came right off the heels of me being home for 6-7 months,
right,
never going out. So it was like pent up. I'm going to act like I'm 21 or younger. And I mean, totally irresponsible. But you know what? You're entitled to do something like that every few years. And it was, we're all looking forward to seeing what we did because we don't remember.
Yes, I am excited for you guys. I wish I could be in the room as you watch it.
Oh, I don't know. It's going to be frightening.
You're recently single. Kelly's recently single. Who has more game?
Oh, she has more game.
Really?
I mean, Kelly Dodd's philosophy is you got a bench and you need to fill it and we need to start recruiting. My philosophy is, you know, is there one person, you know, I'll go on a date with one person and stick with one person. So I'm trying to branch out into that because, you know, I'm trying. So we'll see how that works.
Sometimes we get into these like mysteries of Bravo that we try to solve ourselves. And there's one that I think that you might be able to help with.
Okay.
So your good friend Jeff Lewis had posted an Instagram photo of his daughter.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
Right.
Vicky commented, gorgeous. May she never get to a size 8. What does that mean?
Well, Vicky claims that Jeff on his radio show said that she didn't look, maybe, I think that maybe she, see, now don't quote me. Don't get legal involved. But that she needed a stylist or that her clothing didn't look good, that she didn't look good in her clothing. And then she went on social media, I think it said, I've never been over a size 8. And it was just something about him commenting on how she looked on the show. You know, Jeff is like, you know, he says things like that, but a lot of it's just in good fun. You just got to, you know, laugh.
Right. But she wasn't laughing.
No, she was not laughing.
Now that you're friends with her again, how do you seems like they might have some tension, it sounds like.
Well, yeah. I mean, I keep those friendships separate.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're never in the room together. That's how.
Well, I have a group text with Kelly, Tamara, Vicky. I have a group text with Tamara, Vicky. I have a group text with Tamara, Kelly. I don't have a group text with Jeff and Vicky. So.
Can you reveal the names of any of those?
Yeah, group chats.
Group chats.
Well, that's too high tech for me. I don't know. I just see their names on it. I don't name them.
Let's come up with some names right now.
Yeah. We'll think of some and we'll email them over.
Thank you.
Well, we're getting the wrap up sign, but one last question, super positive. Who's one Bravo celebrity you can't stand?
Well, I got a lot of past ones that are gone, like Peggy Sulahi and McLaughlin. Yeah, my favorite.
Sayonara,
my favorite. Not.
And then last question, is there anything you want to clear up about the super tease or tease the season at all?
Well, you know, I'm not going to clear up, but you need to tune in. And I tell you, it's going to be hard for me to watch again this season because the ending is not so good. You know, I try not to be reactive. One of my best friends was with me the other night, and she kept saying, "I'm done," and honest to God. And apparently I say that quite often. I wanted to stick a while with the "I'm done," but you are going to see it this season. Darn it.
Okay. I'm excited. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much, Shannon. This was so fun.
Thank you.
Shannon Bedore. Yeah. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you so much, Shannon,
for coming and letting us say your name a million times.
Right. We said it so many times to her.
Just the fact that you let us imitate you and you don't get mad makes me so happy.
I even complimented her on that.
Yeah, she's fun.
Yeah, she's like a good time. We had a poster, as you all just listened to, of the moment of, read between these lines, you bitch.
You f***ing bitch.
You f***ing bitch. And she just saw it and she just had the time of her life.
She's like, I have to take a photo with it.
So yeah, thank you, Shannon. We love you.
And for our Below Deck Med fans, we didn't want to leave you out, so we have this interview with Conrad Empson.
Mm-hmm. Super cute in person.
So cute.
Like, well-spoken, cute. I totally understood I want to say, like, he was, like, gave light to a lot of, like, what was going on in the season, I felt. Or, like, right. Why he didn't like Hannah. I was very direct and, like, why it didn't work out.
Right. Welcome to the Daily Dish podcast. We are here with Conrad from Below Deck Med. Hello. Yes.
Hello. Hi. How are we?
Great. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well. Thank you. I'm very well.
Well, it's your first season on a Bravo show, so we have a lot of get to know you questions so the fans can get to know you.
Okay.
For the record, state your full name.
Conrad Empson.
No middle name?
No. Yeah, there is. Yeah, all right, there is.
You prefer not to share, yeah.
It's Harrison. Conrad okay. Harrison Empson.
Good name. That's a good middle name.
Strong name.
Yeah. Yeah.
British.
So where are you from originally?
So I'm from the south of the UK, near a place called Bournemouth. I live like 20 minutes inland from the sea in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. So always a sea-going lad. Faring.
Before yachting, no.
Oh, okay.
There's a little secret. Before yachting, I'd never really done boating before.
Hmm. Okay. What does your family think about you being on reality television?
At first, it was a big, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life?
Making great decisions, Mom and Dad.
Exactly. It's all about the experiences. Then now they're really proud. Now they're really proud.
Oh, really?
And they're really kind of, yeah. Like, you've done well. Like, you've shown yourself well on Hope so far on the show. Yeah, it's good.
What do you think watching yourself back this season? Does it feel like a roller coaster of emotions or?
It's, at the moment, it's, yeah, it's a roller coaster of emotions massively. But it's, you know, when you've had an argument with someone and you think, like, 3 days later, like, why didn't I just say that? Uh-huh. Okay. I'm looking back constantly and thinking, damn, you should have said this. You should have said that, if I'm honest.
Right. Any particular situations?
Yes, when I first get confronted from Joelle about my age.
Oh, what do you wish you would have said?
Shut up.
Concise, to the point.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, don't be around a bush.
Right. So you're coming into the show after a few seasons have already aired. So did you go back and watch it before you came on?
Before I went on the show, I hadn't watched anything. I watched in the hotel beforehand a couple of episodes just to kind of get my head around what was going to happen. But I'd heard about it. I knew about the show, but not quite to the extent that I probably should have.
Right. Was everything that you expected? Was everyone as you expected? Or was it like totally different filming and doing it all?
Totally different. Like 100%. Like I've said from the start that when I walked on the show, the person that I wished wasn't on there the most was Hannah, and she turned out to be the person I got on with the most. But yeah, so.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I just thought our personalities would massively clash, which, well, they do.
Oh, they do?
I think they will.
Oh. Well, I think you might know.
You're like, we have to wait and see. Because we were wondering, so because you watched a couple episodes in a hotel room. So Hannah was probably on one of the episodes you watched.
Yes.
Were you attracted to her at first sight?
No. I must. No. Yeah. Something I'll admit, I was never attracted to Hannah before I walked on the show. And I wasn't for probably the first few days.
Oh.
Yeah, but then the attraction came after that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was very attracted to you. She made no secret.
Yeah. I never saw that open side. Good start. Yeah.
What has it been like watching her, like, in an interview talk about your relationship? Has she said anything you didn't know?
Yes. There's little bits where she, like, calls me a child and, like, all that sort of thing. I didn't know she said that. Otherwise, I would have said something in my interview.
Oh. Like, what?
Cougar.
Oh! Right. There's always another side to the coin.
Exactly.
What do you feel has been the cringiest moment thus far watching yourself?
The drunken nights.
Mm.
I just had my first night where I actually got drunk. I was on the back of the bus smooching. And
smooching is the cutest word. Thank you for using it.
Oh, it's just so cringy to watch. I hate PDA, and that is just horrific.
Oh, and now it's out there forever.
I know.
Have you met any other Bravo celebrities? Any other cast members?
No.
You had a look.
Like, yeah.
I've met Rachel Zoe.
Oh, what was that like?
She was amazing. She was super cool.
Yeah.
She was like, I just stalked her Instagram before and I was like, oh God, I wonder what she's going to be like. But she was lovely. So sweet. And yeah.
Wait, you know, what circumstances did you meet her?
On Watch What Happens Live.
Right, she was on.
Right, yes, okay, that makes sense. For a second I was like, was she on a yacht?
No. I wish. She would be a great guest.
Yes.
Frankly, she doesn't do too well with boats, though.
Right.
So we were wondering, during this charter season, typical guests, or are they like the worst guests you've ever had? Were these like particularly terrible guests, or is this just like standard for a charter season?
I never worked on charter boats beforehand. I worked on private boats.
Oh, right.
So yeah, kind of going into this, and I had those first terrible guests. And I went in, it's when we had those charter guests come aboard, and I'm like, is this what it's going to be like? Is this what every charter is going to be like? So that was a massive shock to the system. But no, you were shocked by every time. I could never predict what they were going to be like.
Okay. Well, I'm so curious because you already mentioned Joao. Where are you guys right now? Were you able to mend your relationship?
Yes. I think towards the end, you'll see that we mend it, and we hopefully begin to work better with each other.
As you're rewatching episodes and you're seeing what he's saying, do you get re-angry?
Yes. Yes and no, because the pure fact of, I hope he's just watching it and thinking, whoa, is that how I look?
Right.
I mean, that's got to be a shock to the system.
Are you in contact with anyone as you're watching the show? Like, are you texting?
I'm in contact with everyone still.
Yeah.
And it's nice because we still always, you know, we watch it, sit back and watch it now, and we can kind of have a laugh and a joke about it. At the time, we weren't having a laugh and a joke about it.
Right.
But, yeah, it's definitely interesting to watch it.
Yeah, for sure. We have to ask, what is your relationship status?
Single.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. So, I mean, you kind of alluded to it before. You and Hannah maybe don't make it. It's not the love boat anymore.
Yeah, the love boat got rocked.
Was it work? Was it, like, what made it happen?
The fact, we just have different morals. We have different morals. She is, it seems like she, her heart's in a completely different place. She wants money. She wants someone with money that will, you know, give her that white picket fence that she was on about. Not someone that wants to help work for it. You know, you can't have everything given to you.
Right.
Ooh.
Yikes. That's more of a downer answer than I was expecting.
Well, now, I think those are all our questions. Now that I know that you and Joao are okay and you and Hannah are not, I'm just like, the world is upside down.
I know. I'm confused, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
I know.
Thank you so much, Conrad. Enjoy the seas. But we're also going to be talking to Joao soon.
Yeah, so we'll get his side of the story.
I know. I can't believe that they're like maybe okay now.
Weird. Yeah. All right, let's do Rose and Thorn.
Okay, let's do Rose and Thorn.
Yes. What is your rose?
My rose is just Sonia Morgan in Colombia. Mm-hmm. She just, like, everything she said was amazing. She said, do you... when Bethany was like, oh, I need, like, Prozac or something, she's like, well, you know, we are in Colombia. We can get anything. And then she's wearing those shorts, and she's like...
I was just thinking, like, a panty liner would do it. You ever do that? You put a panty liner, and that makes it...
I don't
have. Maybe toilet paper? That won't be comfortable.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'll have to figure something out.
And then she also says, like,
oh, no, I'm doing a mock-tini with our friend.
Oh, doing mock-tinis. Yeah, that's nice. Okay, they're having mock-tinis. I'll have a mock-tini with a little tequila.
And then also,
well, you can't act like she's being rude or an annoying friend. I mean, she's our friend.
It's like what girl code
exactly.
Actually is.
She's brilliant.
Like she just shined like a diamond this episode.
And I do love that she wanted to use a panty liner because that product exists. It's called a Cucina. I've never used it, but I've gotten many emails pitching it to me.
And they were her daughter's shorts.
They looked good on
they
her.
Did. I'm telling you, all star.
But what did she say? It was like, I hate when there's like puffiness with something in the middle. Like to describe.
Puffiness with like line in the middle or something. And Carol's like, a camel toe?
She just was like so brilliant. But I love her.
You know she sucks, but she's your friend.
My rose is Karen in Cannes saying that she hid her engagement ring in her hoo-ha because I go through hypotheticals in my mind. I'm like, if someone burst into this room right now and tried to rob us, and I've always thought to myself, that's how I would hide my ring.
In your actual hoo-ha or
actual
in Karen's hoo-ha?
Karen's would it be
version
in,
of hoo-ha.
Right. Not her cleavage or her vagina. It would be in my vagina.
Right. Because to be clear, if you haven't watched the episode, Karen says hoo-ha, but she's referring to her cleavage.
Right. That's not what a hoo-ha is.
No. But you would put it in your actual hoo-ha, to clarify.
Well, I don't really have boobs, so putting it in my cleavage wouldn't work out.
I think we're getting... That's Nicole's subtle wrap-up.
Jesus, Nicole!
My thorn.
Yeah. What was your thorn?
My thorn was all those teases of Ashley and then never getting her. On the Southern Charm reunion.
Oh.
Like, it was like, she was there, and she was there, and she was there, and then she didn't even come out.
I think that was really smart of them, but yeah, it's a little...
Right. Obviously...
A little not cool, Bravo.
Yeah.
You broke the girl code.
Nope.
This is not going to apply to every situation.
It is. I'm going to make it.
My thorn, as I hinted earlier, is Craig. Because he doubled down in the reunion saying that... Deadlines, for the most part, are arbitrary.
You believe deadlines are arbitrary. I think people are controlled by things, and I'm not controlled by other people. And I think deadlines are verbalized by other human beings. So they're telling you what to do, and my brain just doesn't work that way. And it's something that I'm working on. Because
not even like with
no
the
one
IRS.
Dies if you don't meet it. They just wanted it then.
Deadlines are not arbitrary.
Even Andy was like, art commerce. Like, he's like trying to like be like, you won't make money if you don't do
right.
something.
And Naomi being like, the IRS has a deadline that people must meet or they go to jail.
You literally have no idea what you're talking about ever. Deadlines are not arbitrary. Like, you have to pay your taxes on time. Like, I still get IRS notices sent to my house because he hasn't changed his address.
Al Capone.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's how they actually got him. Nothing. He didn't go to jail for any of his like actual crimes, but tax evasion.
See?
Look it up.
Bravo Daily Dish. Historical facts plus reality TV.
Right.
What more do you need?
But yeah, that was lame. I agree. In the words of Landon.
Well, we want to know what your roses and thorns were. Tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meg Segura.
I'm on Twitter at Rachie Robb and on Instagram at Suspiciously Small.
And Nicole.
Oh, and you can find me at.
Bye.
That's all. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.